Y comentamos que tenemos aquí a un invitado sorpresa, porque la mesa ya está llena, pero tenemos aquí a YT, que viene desde Itzy, desde el Reino Unido.
We have a very special artist here with us on the table. Even though the table is completely full, we have YT here on the table. We're very happy to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Organic Roots Festival, you know what I mean?
Es un placer estar aquí en el Organic Roots Festival.
Bueno, YT es un artista que lleva un montón de años dentro de la escena Sound System, tanto en la escena Sound System como con banda y tal en el Reino Unido. Quien no conozca a YT, que lo vaya chequeando, pero es un grande. Y yo quería preguntarle sobre todo sobre Sativa Records, porque es un sello autogestionado que lo comparte con un productor de Itzy que se llama Nathaniel, y quería que nos hablara un poquito así para empezar.
Well, we know that you've been on the Sound System scene for a very long time. And we also know about your Sativa Records and your collaboration with Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
So we would like for you to tell us something about it.
Okay. Well, I've been around System since 1987, from Sound System, Ashanti Sound System from Ipswich. And basically, ever since then, I've been around the Sound System scene on different levels, you know what I mean? I started to record, like, to be a serious recording artist, like, in the early 90s from that. And people started to really hear about me, like, 2003, 2004. And Sativa Records was the reason for that, to be honest, because after many years of trying to get people to release my music and promote my music, I found the best way was to create my own label, which is what Sativa Records is.
Bueno, en realidad lleva desde 1987 en la escena, cantando y demás, primero con Ashanti Records, en Ashanti Sound System en Ipswich, y a principios de los 90 fue cuando empezó a conocerse más seriamente, aunque en realidad, y fue gracias a Sativa Records en 2003, ha sido cuando realmente ha cogido popularidad dentro de la escena de Sound System.
Pues la verdad es que mucho mejor esta presentación por él mismo. Bueno, yo quería preguntarle también sobre Organic Roots, porque acaba de aterrizar aquí en Tres Cantos, y cómo ve todo este tinglao que tienen aquí montado, qué ha sentido al entrar, lo primero que se le ha venido a la cabeza.
We would like to ask you about Organic Roots Festival and what you think and what you felt as soon as you came into the festival.
I think it's very beautiful the way it's presented for a start, that you can feel the vibes, you know, there's a lot of work being put in here by a lot of people, and that's a beautiful thing, but we don't see much of that. It is actually organic, you know, which is refreshing.
Pues nada más entrar, la verdad es que le da muy buen rollo, por decirlo así, y la verdad es que con tantos voluntarios y todas las buenas vibras que hay, el amor se siente, se palpa, y dice que normalmente esto no lo ve, algo así tan bonito no lo ve, es precioso.
Pues la verdad es que lo comparte un montón de gente, de artistas, que es algo increíble esto que están consiguiendo aquí en Organic Roots.
A lot of artists share the same feeling as you do, and we all think it's very beautiful what they're doing, all these people with all their work, and you're not the only one. A lot of people share, a lot of artists and people overall share that feeling.
Yeah, that's great. It's too rare nowadays, you know?
Es muy raro hoy en día, ¿no? Que funcione un festival así, de esta manera.
Oye, ¿y qué quiere transmitir él con su música, con su mensaje? Porque siempre nos interesa saber a dónde quiere llegar la gente con el mensaje que transmiten sus canciones.
We would like to know what the message that you would like to transmit to all of the audience. What is the message in your music, or what would you like to transmit?
Which is the objective?
And what's...
Okay, it's more than one, actually. But
hay más de uno.
Basically, I like to make people think about the situation that they're in and look at it in a different way otherwise than how they're told by the mainstream media. That's my first objective, I think.
Let me translate this. Pues el primer objetivo en realidad es le gusta que las personas piensen de otra manera, y le gusta dar otro punto de vista a la situación general que nos rodea. No, ese es el primer objetivo. First subject.
Yeah, and so I don't like the war. I don't like the way that the world's set up. I'm a father, so I'm worried about the future for my children. So I just sing about these things, and I try and sing about them in a way that people can relate to.
El segundo objetivo, bueno, no le gusta la guerra, no le gusta la violencia. Además, no le gusta este mundo donde estamos viviendo. Además, tiene hijos, y pues le gustaría que este mundo fuera diferente, pero por lo menos habla de, pues justamente, de cómo está todo esto. Es el segundo mensaje.
Vamos a poner un temilla, ¿qué te parece? Que vamos a, creo que tenemos preparada una colaboración con Kanka y seguimos hablando, ¿vale? Con YT. Aquí que tenemos a Foca preparado con un temazo.
Okay, we have a tune now with Kanka, so we're gonna listen to it and then keep on speaking.
Even though the world can computerize, still you know you have it in wise. No make the computer thing control your mind when you're surfing online, trying to stay over time. Sometimes you need to disconnect yourself and all your mates, and no make computer thing control your head. Disconnect yourself from time to time. Staring at that screen will make you blind, yow. Disconnect yourself and all your vibe. No make computer thing control your life, yow. Disconnect yourself, free up your weapons. My people watching, never done for no. Computer geek, computer freak. Sit down every day, Gina, your computer sing. Just a steer up on the screen, over there, so what they go astray. You turn it to a geek and you can't see it. Cause if you make computer think for you too much, with reality, you know you start to lose touch. People never must stay from where they are.
En el área. Oye, yo quería que nos hablaras un poquito sobre Kanka, porque es un sound con el que has colaborado y con el que han salido buenas producciones. Kanka en Rototom estuvo liándola muy muy gorda en la en Dap Station, y quería que nos hablaras un poquito sobre cómo ves a Kanka ahora mismo.
We would like for you to talk to us about Kanka. We were in Rototom and we saw him there live, and it was quite a big show.
Right.
And we would like you to tell us what you think about Kanka right now, in this moment.
All right. Well, for me, I only found out about Kanka in the last few years. I met him a couple of times on the road, and I heard Iration Stepper playing some of his music, and that's how I became aware of him. And then, I really respected his work.
En realidad solo ha conocido a Kanka en los últimos años. Se han cruzado a lo mejor por la carretera en algún bolo. Pero en realidad fue cuando sacaron los Iration Stepper, sacaron la música de Kanka, y fue en realidad ahí cuando empezó a conocerlo de verdad.
And then he contacted me and sent me the rhythm that you just heard, and we wrote the song, and I'm very happy to be working with him.
Yeah.
Y luego Kanka pues le contactó, le mandó el rhythm que acaba de sonar, me gustó mucho y ahí empezó.
Bueno, él es un artista que está muy inmiscuido ahí dentro de la escena británica, y seguro que nos puede contar de primera mano cómo lo está viendo, porque están surgiendo nuevos talentos. Ayer nos contaban, pues eso, cómo está habiendo una nueva generación, ¿no? De gente joven que se está apuntando al sound system, porque hasta hace poco era parecía una cosa de viejos un poquito, ¿no? El la escena sound.
Since you're in that scene,
pardon?
We would. Since you're in that scene just right now, we would like you to explain. Well, we know we're conscious that there's new sounds, young sounds, sound systems emerging in the UK scene. We before it was only older people, and we would like you to speak about these young people that are now emerging with the new sound systems in the UK.
Does he have any names in mind?
¿Tienes algún nombre en particular que te gustaría que hablara?
No, era para que me diera su opinión él, para que me descubriera algo.
So maybe we can discover something thanks to you. Right,
well, for me, most when I travel around Europe is when I see most of the young guys building sound systems. In the UK, the dynamic is still slightly towards like the real old system, the old school sound system people, yeah. And the young guys that are getting involved in the sound system scene don't play like steppers, they play like Jamaican dancehall reggae.
Básicamente la gente joven que está ahora mismo involucrada en sound systems los encuentra más en Europa cuando está haciendo los bolos de Europa. Y en realidad no pinchan steppers, pinchan más música jamaicana. ¿Vale? Pero en realidad los sound system fuertes todavía siguen siendo de la gente un poquito más mayor, los más potentes en Reino Unido.
It's taken a while for the actual dub scene to spread into the younger generation in the UK. It's happening slowly, but it's slightly different.
Está pasando poco a poco porque la escena joven está metiendo mucho dancehall y menos dub y está pasando, pero es algo que va bastante lento.
Lo importante es que se está creando una red, ¿no? De personas que están ahí alrededor de esto. Y un poquito como aquí con las radios, que cada vez existe más gente que está apoyando la escena, más radios que... Como aquí podemos ver este ejemplo.
We think it's important that, even though they're still doing dub, well, that slowly the family or the sound systems are growing, even though it's slowly, at least there is something. It's just like what's happening here right now with the radios. There's different radios right here.
Yeah.
And slowly, year by year, there's more people interested and more people getting involved in all of this.
The great thing, actually, from my side, what I can see is, like, many of the people in the UK, the original founders of the sound system thing and, like, the real strength of the sound system thing are finally getting to work because of Europe's fascination with the sound system thing, you know?
También lo que dice es que ahora mismo los sound system grandes que han estado operando siempre es ahora, por todo lo que está pasando ahora en pequeña escala, los grandes están dando a conocer después de muchos años de trabajo. Y es algo también muy importante.
Bueno, buenas tardes a todos. Yo soy Valijas, de la Concha Reggae Radio, desde Cantabria. Hoy estamos aquí juntos unas cuantas radios de todo España. Y bueno, yo creo que él tiene razón, que ahora mismo es en Europa donde la gente joven está pegando más fuerte. Y bueno, ya que nos ha hablado del Reino Unido, que nos hable también un poco de cómo lo ve aquí en Europa, aquí en España, por ejemplo, el movimiento de los sound.
He is Valijas from La Concha Reggae Radio.
Respect.
And he thinks like you do. That it's actually the through Europe and with the young sound system from Europe that we're getting to know more the Jamaican music, and maybe you could speak to us about he would like you to tell us about those sound systems that are now emerging in Europe, the young sound systems.
Right, there's many. I don't know all of them, obviously, but it's nice to see like younger heads getting engaged with the music and helping to promote the music. But I don't notice that. There's a slight division in genres, you know, with sound systems. Like some people are playing steppers, and those people who play new roots and dancehall are kind of separated from that.
Pues la escena, en realidad, es muy positivo y es muy bueno que vayan emergiendo nuevos sound system, pero también ve una especie de división entre diferentes tipos de sound system, que unos tienden más al steppa y otros tienden más al dancehall y al new roots, y como que están un poco separados.
Yeah.
Es lo que él está viendo ahora mismo en Europa.
But either way, it's all great because it's part of the same thing. But I'm just saying, you know, what I'm seeing is a variety of things happening.
Aún así, aunque estén separados, es algo positivo porque siguen emergiendo. Y sigue siendo importante, claro.
Hi, what? Here is Matt from another radio program from Barcelona.
Hi, bro.
And listen, it's great how I got to know you different years ago with your first album with the lyric, more like speaking about social themes, speaking about activism. And anyway, the sound was more on the reggae tune than on the dub one. Right. But then you moved to collaboration with Kanka and to another album that is much more on the dub scene, and I loved it as well.
Right.
But I think that the first captured my attention on you, and that made me playing your tunes and speaking about the lyrics, because the lyrics are the most important part of the activism.
Yes.
Of an artist, I think, and for sure. So, the best thing I always used to introduce your music was the lyrics of each tune, the fact that you inspirate people to react, to face the reality of this society that is to be refurbished, reconstituted, sanated, and yeah. So. What about, I would like to ask you, what do you feel about, not only about the kind of music the new bands are playing, but about the lyrics, the activism, the mission, that the aims that move each new band that you got to know in Europe, and if there's any difference between UK scene and the Europe scene about these things, about the mission, the activism of the bands?
Of the lyrics.
Of the lyrics of each band.
Yeah, I think, again, it's a very wide question, because you have that whole spectrum. You have some people that are only talking about party stuff and they want to go and party. They don't even really want to think about something serious. Life is serious. Friday night, they just want to get drunk and enjoy themselves. So I'm not crazy. I don't have a problem with that either. But my side, I like to talk about some serious things and some other things. I think there's all kinds of things happening. I mean, like, for example, the grime scene in the UK has been seen as a very negative thing as far as gangster lyrics and those things are concerned. But now it's kind of developed into, like, the young kids are speaking about social conscious things, you know, so it's growing.
Sí, pero... Básicamente... Hemos vuelto a preguntar sobre la diferencia que hay entre los sound systems de Europa y del UK. Y Whitey dice que la verdad es una pregunta muy amplia, con un aspecto muy grande, pero hay gente joven que, por ejemplo, sale los viernes solo a ir de fiesta, a pasárselo bien, a emborracharse, sin preocuparle mucho el contenido. Pero luego hay otras personas, otros sound systems, que son un poco más serios y sí que están pendientes de las letras, del activismo que hay ahora mismo. Entonces, en UK, por ejemplo, estaba muy mal visto todas las letras que hacían de gangster, de violencia y ahora mismo, de crímenes que habían. Y ahora mismo la gente joven está haciendo otro tipo de canciones, más activistas, más sociales, que tienen que ver con lo que nos está rodeando ahora mismo, ¿no? Y denunciándolo de alguna manera.
Lo que digo yo es, todo esto es también gracias al ejemplo que Whitey dio en los últimos
álbumes. Well, he thinks that you're a very good example for the social part of the lyrics and immersion. He thinks that's very important that you went on the scene at that time, because there's a lot of people looking up to you.
That's nice, man. Thank you. That's my job. That's what I'm trying to do, you know?
Exactamente lo que está intentando hacer.
Nosotros somos muy fans, sobre todo, de una canción que es Wicked Rat, y queríamos preguntarle a Whitey si se la va a cantar hoy, tío, porque teníamos ganas de escucharla en directo.
We are very fans of one of your songs, Wicked Rat, and we were wondering if maybe you're going to sing it tonight. Is that a surprise?
I don't know,
question?
If I should tell you, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Don't
we
tell
are
us.
We are going to do it tonight.
Okay, see.
Right. I have to do that song everywhere, you know.
It's a very popular song. Es una canción muy popular y va a tener que hacerla hoy, sí. Piensa en hacerla hoy.
Oye, pues igual antes de despedir le vamos a hacer la pregunta marronera, ¿no? Ya que estamos aquí, pues seguimos ahora con la concha Reggae Bites, pero vamos a preguntarle a Whitey, como a todos los artistas, ¿cuál es la última canción que se ha cantado en la ducha?
Radio Rasta, we have a very
special
question at the end of our interviews.
All right.
For everybody.
For everybody that is involved with us or caused whatever, this is the question. What is the last song you sung in the shower?
It was a sound tape, you know.
Una tinta,
Dennis Brown. Something by Dennis Brown. I was listening to a sound tape today, like with Nicodemus and some other DJ.
Estaba escuchando una cassette. ¿Os acordáis de los cassettes?
I was singing them with that. ¿Y se la podría tararear un poquito?
Y estaba cantando Dennis Brown. Estaba escuchando a Dennis Brown.
Yeah, I like Dennis Brown. I like the reverb in the shower. Yeah.
Le gusta el reverb de la ducha. And would you maybe sing just a little bit for us? Okay. Whatever, Dennis Brown, whatever you want. It's maybe a bit difficult with all these sounds.
There's a man who lives next door in my neighborhood, in my neighborhood. He gets me down. He gets in so late at night. Always a fuss and fight. Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much. That was beautiful.
Respect. Whitey, thanks a lot for your time, for staying here on Radio Rasta.
It's a pleasure, man.
It's a pleasure. Yeah. Good luck for the show.
Okay, thank you.
Big up all the massive, all the Spanish reggae followers and supporters. Keep supporting the music, you know, we appreciate it. Love. Letter Y to the T, straight.
A todos esos oyentes y gente que escucha reggae y seguir apoyando el reggae, que es muy importante. Gracias, amor.
Ok, pues bueno, seguimos con un temita con Tramuntana Reggae Station, que despiden, y seguimos aquí con la Concha, que tiene el especial ya, pero que va a echar fuego esto. Yeah.